Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Thursday, happy 4th of July. Rach, remember when a couple days ago when you did the top films of this century?
Oh, yes.
And Wheeler had such a strong reaction.
How could I forget?
So he put together his own list.
Well, it's not it's not just my list, but in fairness, I did compile a list that was based on kind of like movies that if you based them on like Rotten Tomatoes reviews and like the popularity both with critics and with humans.
Can I guess what one of the movies will be?
You can guess and you're going to be right.
Shadow of the doubt.
You're going to be right.
Is it The Dark Knight?
No.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of them.
Okay.
That's one of them. Yeah, so because I found out more about that list, which is why I hate it even more now.
Okay.
Is the New York Times, when they posted that top 100 of all time, they posted or they polled 500 people in the movie industry. So actors, directors, producers, like all these people.
They don't know anything about movies.
It's not that they don't know. It's that they value different things. So they might look at a movie and say, this is one of my favorite movies of all time because it was perfectly shot and it's, you know, visually great. And the person
so
watching.
What's the problem?
No, but the person watching, most people watching are not as savvy as that. It'd like be like, I watch baseball because I really like to see the spin rate on that four seam fastball. Well, most people don't give a crap. They don't see it. They don't care. It's too inside baseball, for lack of a better analogy. And I think when I looked at this again, looking at the combination of critics' reviews and how human beings have reviewed the movies, I think this top 10 is better, and I think I just wanted to give you guys the 10 and see if you agree or not.
Okay.
So at 10 is Arrival. Did you see the movie?
I loved it.
Yes, it's a great movie. The aliens arrive. We don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. They figure out things as it goes. It's an interesting movie. It's very visually kind of cool. It's an interesting concept. There Will Be Blood.
Yes.
I had that at 9, but again, this is not really scientific. It doesn't matter what order. It's just about picking out 10 movies that I think are a better 10 than the ones that those dummies picked.
Mm-hmm.
Munich.
Didn't see it.
It's another one. Oh, you should see that, Dave.
It's fun.
It's a really good
movie. It's fun?
Yeah. I mean,
it's a romp.
Yeah,
it's not fun. It's definitely got a little bit of the revenge movie.
It's a comedy, I think. I might be thinking of the wrong movie.
You are definitely thinking of the wrong movie.
You're definitely thinking of the wrong movie.
Yeah, you're definitely thinking of the wrong movie.
It's when they took the Israeli
When they killed the athletes in the Olympic Village, but it's more about...
It's a very good movie.
It's more about hunting down the people that did it.
Okay.
That's what... And Daniel Craig's one of the main people he's really good at.
Yeah. Eric Bana is the main guy, and he plays like a Mossad, I guess, agent, who they get an intel on who's responsible.
And they hunt people down.
Yeah, about like hunting down the various people responsible for the bombing.
Yeah, it's a very good movie.
Fantastic movie.
And again, these are not just my favorites. There would be other ones on here that are my top tens. These are not on my top 10.
Directed by Steven Spielberg.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's a great movie. 12 Years a Slave.
Didn't see it.
I have not seen that one.
Oh, it's first of all, it's horrific, but it's a great movie. Like it's a great period, like a great look at the time period. But again, critically well-reviewed, and audiences also loved it, which is kind of the status for my top 10. No Country for Old Men, which is also in the other one. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Love that movie.
That's a great movie. And it wasn't in this other one, although I think it was in the top 100. Like, it was relatively high. Interstellar, definitely one of those. The Dark Knight.
I hate Interstellar.
I get it. I get it. I loved it, but I get why somebody would hate it.
I think it's a bad movie.
Do you really?
Yeah, I didn't really care for it. There's things I like about it. I thought the whole ending and the Tesseract and the fall, I thought that was all very stupid and didn't make any sense. But there's stuff that I like about it. I thought, for example, the gut punch when they go to the little water planet and then they get back on the ship and they realize that it's been, you know, they were down there for an hour, but it's actually been like 40 years Earth time. I thought that was very effective and a huge gut punch. But overall, I just thought, like, in general, the movie was pretty stupid.
I hated the ending.
Yeah, not agree.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, it's a great movie. The top three, Dark Knight, The Departed, and then The Return of the King, The Lord of the Rings.
It's a good list.
I mean, now, again, that's not my list. My list would have something in there. I'd have Gladiator in there somewhere.
Gladiator didn't come out this century.
Maybe. What?
I think it was 2000.
Yeah, I thought
was it 2000?
Was.
2000? I thought it was like 98.
No, I thought it was. Or 300. Like my personal ones, I would have some different ones in there.
Kevin.
Yeah, it would be in there.
300
Dude,
sucks.
It's a great movie.
It's not.
We'll fight in the shade.
Oh, my God.
So since you said The Return of the King, I'm just thinking of Lord of the Rings, and I'm thinking of this post that I saw earlier today where someone was saying, like, how did the Uruk-hai know what a menu was?
Yeah.
Like, remember when they're like, looks like meat's back on the menu, boys. Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's a good question. How did they know what a menu was?
Well,
they're half orc, half goblin, right?
Mm-hmm. They're definitely grown out of the ground. But
they don't go to a restaurant.
I would say, no, that's a great point.
They gave it to the calf.
Do you think they had a cafeteria in Mordor? Yeah. They had the Mordor Cafe.
They have Starbucks.
You got one of the Nazgul as your bartender.
What are they called?
The Uruk-hai.
Yeah, I remember that. That really creeped me out.
Yeah.
When they were birthing them out of the
dirt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dark magic.
There are people who will, like, put their hand in flour and then put it on there like dog's head.
Yeah, that's pretty
like
great.
Like the Uruk-hai have the white hand of Saruman. No.
Who do you guys think are the best actors of the 21st century?
Ooh, man,
I mean,
that's
Matthew
a good
McConaughey
one.
Is on there.
Christian he's Bale good. Should be in there.
Yeah, yeah, he's good.
Leonardo.
Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
The classics.
Again, that's on the guy side.
Amy Adams.
I'd have to say, yeah, let's see. Who else?
Who somehow still does not have an Academy Award. I don't think she
really?
Does. Mm-mm. She's been nominated a bunch.
Man, that's crazy.
She was Sharp Objects, right?
Yes.
Man, she was good in that.
That's a good, yeah, that was good. Disturbing, but good.
I had an existential question for us.
Let's hear it.
So I was watching something with a... Very, I don't remember who it was. I'm not trying to avoid it, but a male actor known for his handsomeness, and he's probably in his mid-70s. He's not all that handsome anymore. He just ages, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just always struck by how crazy it is how and even that we age. What if we didn't physically age? Meaning we still die at 80 or 90, but you don't look physically different. Your time expires and you just kick it. How different do you think life would be? How different do you think our behaviors would be? And what I'm really getting at is I have tempered a great deal with age. And I think a lot of it is the physicality of it. Do you think if we didn't age physically like that, we would mature as much non-physically?
When do we stop?
When you die.
Physically. No, like when do you stop? Like
35, 40.
30, so your body's 35 forever.
Yes, forever.
We'd never grow up.
That's my question. I tend to agree.
I think a lot of, like, just since we were just talking about movies and acting and stuff, I think a lot of females in the movie industry and stuff would have a lot longer careers.
Yeah, that's a good, that's
and
a good point.
And across other professions, too. I mean, there are a lot of professions where it's just like, you're no longer like the most attractive one, so we're just going to phase you out.
What if we did age, but we lived for 300 years? At 60, would I still be a teenager? Would I be considered that? Would I, you know, because I've matured a lot in 60 years. So that doesn't change, but the way you age does. Do you think that would be, 60 would be the new 18?
Yeah, because it's all relative. Right? I mean, 20 is pretty mature compared to a 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it would be. I think you would seem to a person that's 300 years old, you would seem like a teenager.
Did you see that Central Park had the same kind of issues that we had at Pride Fest?
No.
So they've opened up a new pool in Central Park, and it's beautiful, and it's gigantic, and it holds 1,400 people. And I believe yesterday was opening day, and a bunch of teenagers showed up and started a giant fight, and they had to shut it down and kick everybody out, and it's bad.
It's so disappointing.
Yeah.
Sounds like a nightmare being in a pool with 1,400 people around.
Yeah, it does. It does. Doesn't sound great.
But it sounds worse when people are going to just start trouble.
So give us a preview of the Cubs series.
Well, so we don't know exactly what, as we pointed out with Ricky earlier, we don't know exactly what the Cubs are doing as far as pitching is concerned. The Cardinals have Miles Michaelis first, then Matthew Liberatore, and then Eric Fetty. Michaelis and Fetty have not been good lately. So scary right up front. Now, you're not likely to get the Cubs' best. You're not getting Imanaga. He pitched last night.
Saw that.
You're probably going to get Matthew Boyd. He's pretty good. Cade Horton's going today, and he's their most gifted pitcher. Okay. So you're not getting him. So it won't be their best. It'll be their 3, 4, and 5 types, yeah. Although Boyd is pretty good. He's probably there too.
So, I have a legal societal question for you guys. So a teacher, a sixth grade teacher, for the past 5 years has had a poster up in her classroom that has 4 different hands on it, children's hands, all different races, with a heart in the middle of each hand, and it says, "Everyone is welcome." This is in Idaho. And that, according to the Attorney General of Idaho, violates the law because it's a political statement. So they're forcing her to take that down and forcing every teacher to take everything down like that. To me, that's like the cat poster with "Hang in there, baby." I mean, it's just, it's classic. I could totally see of having a poster like that when I went to school in the 70s. I just think it's ridiculous. What do you guys think?
Are they saying it's against like the law when it comes to like DEI or something?
Basically.
See, that's where we have completely lost the plot. Because you hear about these situations where it's like, yeah, because of the new, because we don't do DEI anymore, we had to take down that article about Martin Luther King Jr. from our website. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, that's not DEI.
That's not, but then it just turns into like, you just don't want to acknowledge anything that has to do with race, mm-hmm. ever. And that's not a realistic way to live your life. And to say all are welcome here, and it's a couple of different handprints, like, how is that threatening to anyone? How is that a political statement in any way? I don't understand.
It's getting a lot of pushback.
I would. That's a case to me you take to court. You go, you just say, fine, you got to prosecute me because I want to make this case in public.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me how telling all children
they're welcome,
you're welcome here, is a political statement.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me how that is and tell me like what makes it political to tell kids you're welcome here.
I'm glad you guys feel that way. I agree.
I mean, what kind of clown crap is that?
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. GGS.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Gonna do some fast food news, and I have the first story.
Ooh, let's hear it.
McDonald's is adding spicy McMuffins to its menu next Tuesday.
Spicy McMuffins.
McMuffins.
That's what I was going to
lead
with.
Okay, so like egg McMuffin.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Was it? Sorry about that.
Egg McMuffins, okay. Right? That's not like
yes.
Muffins.
Oh, so just like with hot sauce or whatever?
With spicy pepper sauce on top.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
It's the same sauce that comes with their spicy McCrispy sandwich.
I can, I almost cussed. I can.
Which word?
The bad one.
That's a really bad one.
Did he say I need to F and try that?
No, he said I can blank with that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was going to say that. Yeah, I can eat that.
That would have made my whole
week. Oh, dude, I'd be on the floor right
had
now.
Had you said that.
I would be on the floor.
Risking my whole career by intentionally not dumping it.
Yeah. Right. Everyone needs to hear this.
Every time any of us have cussed on the show, it's like been in relation to like a snack item.
Yes. Yes, yeah.
We were so passionate about it, we start cussing.
All right, Long John Silver's has announced a $6 fish basket for a limited time. It includes 2 pieces of flaky.
That's the word. That's the Andrew word.
I was watching you as you were speaking. I really thought she was going to say the F word.
Flaky, wild caught, Alaskan pollock, hand battered in the brand's signature batter, along with your choice of side and 2 golden hush puppies.
Adding it into the description of Long John Silver's fish.
Flick.
Big effing fish.
Subway has unveiled a new Happy Gilmore meal. Basically, you can upgrade any combo or meal of the day to a Happy Gilmore meal for just $1 more and receive one of the limited edition cups featuring iconic characters from the fan favorite movie franchise.
Speaking of fast food news, I saw a TikTok with a person with tons of followers who is not a comedian who was saying that if you eat a foot-long Subway by yourself, you're a fat pig. That it was originally meant for two or more people.
No.
Like a party sub. Here.
No.
Right?
Party That's what sub.
Well, okay, so there's
Who's
this is
influencer?
Subway. This is Subway revisionist propaganda, right? Subway wants you to believe that because Subway wants you to believe that when they're telling you it's $15 for a 6-inch,
it's for two people.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah. Smart.
Papa Murphy's. Anybody here ever shopped at Papa Murphy's?
Never.
Yeah, I think I've
eaten there
once.
Right?
Yeah, you buy like the...
And you bake it at home, right?
Yes, bake at home. They are returning with a limited time buy one, get one deal on large and family pizzas. So just keep that in mind. And if you are a member of the My Slice Rewards program, you're eligible for an additional 3% off.
Ooh.
Shake Shack is introducing a new Dubai chocolate pistachio shake nationwide. This is just big news because the Dubai chocolate is all over social media. So
yeah,
of course,
I've heard this.
Shake Shack.
What's the deal
that
anyone knows?
I think it's just chocolate with pistachio.
It's like fancy.
Yeah.
Like it's chocolate.
And it's really
it looks
expensive.
Disgusting on the inside because it's just like, I don't know, mashed up pistachios, I guess, inside of a chocolate bar.
All right, sir.
That was the one thing when Dr. Maupin did my food testing thing.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to eat pistachios. They're not good for me. I should. And I've been avoiding them ever since I had that test done.
Are you a pistachio girl?
I do like them, but I won't say that it's like altered my life in any way by choosing not to buy them at the E-Mart.
Do you find them to be flick?
Oh yeah. One more story for you for fast food news. The Daily Double is returning to the McDonald's menu nationwide. If you remember the Daily Double, it consists of two beef patties, an American cheese slice, shredded lettuce, slivered onions, mayo, and two tomato slices on a toasted bun.
Sounds pretty good.
It was good. If I remember correctly, I did like that one.
Need another piece of cheese though.
Yeah.
One son, though.
Sounds like if a Big Mac married a quarter pounder.
Yeah, I mean, they have a double cheeseburger, and they're just putting mayo and lettuce and tomato on it. Yeah.
That's all I got for fast food news, everybody.
Okay, excellent.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's is really refreshing!